The scripture reading today is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 12, verses 28 to 34. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." "Well said, teacher," the man replied. "You are right in saying that God is one, and there is no other but him. To love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And from then on, no one dared ask him any more questions. This is God's word.
Mark 12:28-34. 有一个文士来听见他们辩论，晓得耶稣回答得好，就问他说：“诫命中哪是第一要紧的呢？”耶稣回答说：“第一要紧的就是说，以色列啊，你要听主我们神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。其次就是说，要爱人如己，再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。”那文士对耶稣说， 夫子说，神是一位，实在不错，除了他以外，再没有别的神，并且尽心、尽志、尽力爱他，又爱人如己，就比一切燔祭和各样祭祀好得多。耶稣见他回答得有智慧，就对他说：“你离神的国不远了。”从此以后，没有人敢再问他什么。感谢神的话语。
Our speaker this morning is Mike McQueen.
我们今天早上的讲员就是麦麦奎牧师。
I'm sure Mike is familiar to many of you.
我相信我们当中很多人都认识Mike。
This is not only Mike's home church, but it's also his sending church.
这个不单是他本来的教会，也是差派他出去的教会。
In the late 70s and early 80s, Mike was the youth pastor here at First Baptist Church.
在70年的末期跟80年初的时候， Mike 是我们教会的青年牧师。
Currently, he is the senior international minister with Outreach Christian Fellowship.
他现在是一个叫做 Outreach Christian Fellowship 外长的基督徒团契的一个的资深的 导师。
Where he is involved with discipleship and evangelism in a Chinese community in central Illinois.
他在中伊利纳州的一个华人教会里面呢， 在那边做呢培训门徒的工作。
He also serves as a resource for Chinese churches without pastors.
他也是成为很多没有牧师的华人教会的一个资源的资深的一个顾问。
He's also the assistant professor of intercultural studies at Urbana Theological Seminary.
他在 Urbana 这个神学院里面作为他们的多元文化的。
Mike and his wife Gwen are the parents of 5 children.
They
have 3 grandchildren and counting.
并且有三个孙子，我们还要继续计算下去。
His wife Gwen couldn't be here this weekend because she's home caring for her mom who is very ill.
他太太这个周末不能够在我们跟我们一起，因为他的。
It's our privilege to welcome Michael as our missions conference speaker this morning. Good morning. It's good to be with you all today. Wow, 40 years ago this December, I made my first visit to Flushing, New York.
40年前的12月，我第一次来到弗拉森地区。
I'm a country boy from central Illinois.
我是呢中呢伊利诺州的一个的乡村的年轻人。
God had a real sense of humor in deciding to send me to a place like this.
但我们的天父非常幽默，他就把我送到这个地方来。
I grew up in a little town of 900 people.
我的成长那个城这个镇呢，不过是900个居民而已。
The only minority in my community was a Catholic family.
我们的那社区呢，的小少数民族就是一个天主教的家庭。
And this was definitely changed for me.
那来到弗拉森当然对我来讲一个很大的改变。
But it was just a wonderful experience coming here, and God used it tremendously in our lives to get us to where we're at today.
那来到这里是是一个很不但是一个很大改变，是很大的祝福，对我跟个其他个将来的都是一个很大的改变。
Gwen said to give her apologies for not being able to be here.
我太太向大家道歉，她今天没有办法跟大家在一起。
She really wanted to be here.
她自己其实也很愿意来到这边的。
I really wanted her to be here.
我也希望她能够跟我在一起啊。
But God is good.
但是无论如何，
神
是好的。
And I also told someone else I would bring greetings for them.
我也跟有些答应呢，带领其他人的问候给大家。
Mark Wilson was here at the same time I was back in the early 80s.
你们自己另外一个宣教是 Mark Wilson。那在弗拉森的时候，也是我在这里的时候。
And in an email exchange I had with him the other day, he says, "Make sure you tell the people in Flushing that I'm jealous of you."
那当我们交换些资料的时候，他就跟我说呢，我非常的羡慕你有这个机会啊。
So Mark sends greetings as well.
所以他也向大家问安。
My sermon this morning is, in some ways, a very simple sermon.
今天早上的讲到。从一个角度来讲，是一个很简单一个道理。
And undoubtedly, I will be preaching to the choir for a good portion of it, I'm sure. It'll fall upon ears that have heard it many times.
可能你们都听过很多次了。
But before I get started, I need to ask you, how many of you know what a warm air inversion is?
先问大家一个问题，大家知道那热空气调转。降下来的是什么情况呢？
Anybody? Nobody?
没有人知道啊。
I'm going to be a science teacher too. It's a weather phenomenon.
就是一个气候的一个现象。
I'm not sure under what conditions they're produced, but there's times when the air at a very high altitude is warmer than the air below.
我不知道到底是怎么发生，但是这个现象就是说，有时候呢，这个大气层里面现层呢是比下层呢更加的温暖。
And so while normally when the air down low gets warm, it rises up.
那一般来讲呢，地下的空气如果暖了，它就向升。
In this circumstance, it cannot do that.
但因为当现在这个情况，上面的暖了，下面就没有办法升上去了。
Now that can be a problem.
那这样情况发生呢，也会发生很大的问题。
And when I get into my opening illustration, finally, you'll understand why.
那当我继续讲下去，你会明白是什么原因。
My second question for you is, how many of you know what Black Tuesday is?
第二，我问大家，知道叫黑色的星期二是什么？
One person.Okay, one person. There's actually a couple of different ones. I'm going to focus on Black Tuesday from November 28th,
1939.
In St. Louis, Missouri, they call this the day the sun did not rise.
在那个圣路易斯那边呢，他们说这个那一天呢。
In 1939, almost everything was powered by coal.
因为在那个年代，1939年呢，每样东西都烧煤来推动的。
Manufacturing plants had big smokestacks that just belched coal smoke everywhere.
所有的制造业的工厂呢，大烟囱呢，都是发出那个煤烟出来。
And because in November it's cold, everybody is burning coal in their houses for their furnaces.
那么十一月呢，因为也是天气冷，所以所有的家庭也是烧煤来取暖。
So when this warm air inversion set in that day, all that hot coal smoke would only go a little bit off the ground, and then it stayed there.
但是因为呢，这个说在那个暖大气层的上面呢，天气温度暖了，所以地下下面这些的煤炭发出来的烟就没有办法升上去，就停留在地面上了。
The pollution was so bad that people could not see across the street.
因此呢，那个污染非常大，大家都连。
All the street lights were kept on.
所有的街灯也是很暗。
Even with the headlights, cars could hardly see where they were going.
甚至车的开灯也是看不到。
And over a 24-hour period, dozens of people died.
所以在那个24小时的那段时间里面，有些人死去了。
And over the course of the next 9 days, that was multiplied many times.
那跟着九天呢，这个死亡的数字的。
Now, when I heard this story the first time, I thought, well, why did all these people die?
那当我听到这个故事的时候，我就问了，为什么这些人会死去呢？
And my immediate thoughts went to the fact, well, the air was so polluted.
那我立刻的就觉得，应当大概是空气这么污染。
There were poisons in that coal smoke.
可能他们就好像中毒了，死去了。
And people would die from it.
那因为那个煤炭的那些毒呢。
Now, while that may have been a little bit of the problem,
那可能呢,
most of it happened because people could not get enough oxygen.
但其实真正的理由呢,
they physically died because there was not enough oxygen in the atmosphere to keep them alive.
他们真正死去的原因,
I share this example as a parallel to what we experience in the world today.
那我这样的跟大家分享这个故事呢，就是这个，因为这个故事好像写照我们今天社会的情况。
Our world is dying with cultural and spiritual pollution.
我们的现在的社会呢，就因着那个文化跟那个思想呢，那些的中毒在死亡的路上。
And God enlists us as spiritual EMTs, so to speak.
我们可以说，上帝是把我们看为好像呢，那个灵里面的救护的人员一样。
And He's tasked us with bringing spiritual oxygen to the world.
他要希望我们把那个属灵的氧气来带到这个要死亡的世界里面。
We can't get rid necessarily of the spiritual pollutants.
我们可能没有办法呢，把这些的。 属灵的污染的东西除掉
And we can't get rid of the cultural poisons fast enough so that people will be alive spiritually.
我们也不能够很快的把文化的那毒素呢把它除掉这么那么快
But we can bring them the oxygen of the kingdom.
但我们却能够把属灵的氧气来带到人当中
And that oxygen is the love of God.
那这个属灵的氧气是什么? 就是上帝的爱
You know, a lot of people, they think of love primarily as a feeling.
很多人以为爱就是一种的感情。
You know, I'm so in love.
好像我感受到，哦，我现在在爱的里面了。
And yet, biblically, the concept of love is much more an act of a will than it is an act of feeling.
但从圣经的角度来看，我们这个爱呢，不单是有感情方面，更重要乃是那种的。 意志方面的
And if we think of biblical love in that manner, every time we perform individually or corporately an act of love in society, we are bringing the oxygen of kingdom to people.
那假如我们从圣经这个角度来看爱的时候，当我们个人或者团体、教会团体呢，把这个爱的行动呢，做出来的时候，就能真的能够把。
And at some point when that oxygen gets to be known that it's there, it's something that people are gasping for. They are attracted to it.
那当人家能够看到这种的氧气在那边呢，他很自然的被受吸引了。
Now, as much as I hate to admit it, as a missionary and a professor of missions,
作为呢一个宣教士，作为一个在大学里面教导宣教的一个教授的身份，我不愿意承认一件事实。
God's primary purpose for us is not the Great Commission.
上帝给我们最重要的教训不是那大使命。
If I had another session that I could do with you, I would do a sermon on the Great Commission.
当然，假如我有机会跟大家讲到，我可能会讲到的大使命这一堂道。
Because we are to go forth into all the world and make disciples of all the nations.
因为当然很自然，我们一定要去全世界使万民做主的门徒。
But God's first and primary command for us is to love.
但是上帝给我们最首要的命令却是要我们去爱。
Mark 12 that we read this morning says that we're to love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength.
刚才我们念的马可福音12章就讲到，我们应当要尽心、尽意、尽力爱主我们的神。
That's the greatest command.
这个是最大的使命。
But then Jesus goes on and he says we're to love our neighbor as ourselves.
那跟着耶稣要继续讲，我们应当爱邻舍如同自己。
So when we begin to really understand what these two commandments mean and begin to live their truth,
当我们能够真的明白到这个的命令是什么，并且活出来的时候，
we will be able to breathe new life into missions and into our communities in ways that we've never seen before.
那我们就能够在宣教事情，在我们社区里面呢，吹进那个新的空气了。
So let's dig in.
所以我们看下去。
The greatest commandment, Jesus says, is to love the Lord our God.
耶稣说，最大的使命就是爱我们的上帝。
Now, it sounds easy.
听起来好像很容易,
a little bit hard to do.
但是做起来就不容易了。
As humans, we like to be able to see, you know, what we love.
因为作为人，我们呢，希望看到我们所爱的对象是什么。
So how are we supposed to love God when we can't see Him?
那假如我们不能够看到神，我们怎么去爱他呢？
Well, I have an illustration for that.
我可以举一个例子给大家明白。
It's a small one, but it gets us in that direction anyway.
虽然很小的例子，但是可能希望帮大家看到那个方向是怎么样。
Some of you remember when my wife and I moved out here 40 years ago.
大家记得40年前我跟我太太在这个地方住。
My wife was really good looking.
我的太太是非常好的太太。
She still is pretty good looking for an old lady.
她现在呢，以她的年龄来讲，她也是蛮漂亮的。
But I still remember the first time I met her on campus.
但是我还记得第一次我在校园里面碰到他的时候。
You know, I took a look and I go, wow.
我就看到他就wow.
I think I'd like to get to know her better.
我希望呢更加认识他。
Well, the same thing is true in our relationship with God.
那我们跟上帝的关系也是同样的。
He reveals enough of himself that people should be able to take a look around and say, wow.
当我们看到他向我们启示的时候，那我们应当有这样的回应，wow.
I love the hymn we sang just a few minutes ago.
我喜欢刚才我们唱的诗歌。
This is my Father's world.
这个是我们天父的世界。
Everywhere you look, God has revealed something of himself to anyone who has eyes to see.
无论我们怎么看周围的世界，我们都能够看到上帝在当中彰显出他一小部分的东西。
This morning I took a short walk before I came to church.
今天早上还没有来教会之前，我在附近呢走一走。
It was much more pleasant this morning than it was yesterday afternoon.
当然呢，今天早上的天气呢比昨天下午好得多了。
But I looked up and I saw the beautiful blue sky.
当我看到天空呢那个蓝色漂亮的天空的时候，
and way up high there were white clouds, probably 20-30,000 feet high.
那大概可能 2万3万里之下有那个一点点的白云。
And then down closer to the surface, there's little bitty white clouds that are moving along really fast.
然后有一些比较低一点的，有些呢，吹得很快的那个云彩。
And there were a bunch of birds, probably pigeons, but it was cool watching them just kind of soaring along in the wind.
然后看到呢，天空那些飞鸟呢，在那个天空上面飞来飞去。
And I go, wow, God did that. God made this.
那我要就感受着，哦，我上帝是做这些的东西。
You know, Psalm 8 says, when I consider the heavens, the work of your fingers.
那诗篇8篇讲到，当我们看到你所造的诸天。
I go, what is man that you even think about us?
我们就回应了，哦，人算的什么，你竟顾念他们。
God has made something of himself visible to all people at all times and all places.
所以我们可以看到上帝是在无论什么时候什么人什么地方他都把他一些的特色的彰显出来。
But if we have eyes to see, we want to go further.
但我们不单是当然看到这些我们能够更进一步去认识它。
You can't see many stars in New York City.
在纽约市可能你不能看到太多星星。
Unless they're with sports or entertainment or something like that.
可能是除非那些的明星之外啊。
But out where I live, you get a little bit outside of town. The sky is beautiful at night.
但在我居住的地方呢，在晚上外面的天空非常漂亮。
Astronomers tell us that we can see with our naked eye about 10,000 stars.
那科学家告诉我们，我们肉眼呢都可以看到10,000个星星。
But if you go a little bit deeper with astronomy, you learn a lot more.
但假如你能够呢用望远镜的话，你可以看到更多的。
The Milky Way, our galaxy alone has 140 billion stars.
我们的银河星座呢要过亿万的那个星星在里面。
And do you know how many galaxies that they think there are?
那你知道有多少的星座在里这个宇宙当中吗？
The range they give is between 200 billion and 400 billion galaxies.
我们所听到呢，就是说那个有2000到几过万亿的那个星座在这个宇宙当中。
And I can't even imagine the number large enough to tell you how many stars there must be.
所以如果算多少星星呢，更加多了。
And our God did this.
那无论说，这些都是我们上帝所创造的。
He is willing to make his glory and his majesty known to anyone who is willing to look.
他愿意把他的荣耀在向那些愿意看的人来彰显出来。
And when we see his glory,
当我们看到他所造的这宇宙万物的时候，
it should begin to produce within us a love for God.
那这些都能够帮助我们呢。开始对他一种的爱慕。
And we receive from him this oxygen of the kingdom of love.
那并且我们从他得到这个他国度那种的氧气。
But just getting an idea of who God is not sufficient.
但是我们若只能够稍微认识一下神是谁还不足够。
God also shows us what he's done as well.
我们也可以上帝也让我们看到他做的事情。
Let's go back to my wife for a minute.
回头再讲我的太太。
I met her, but you know, there's a lot of pretty girls on campus in 1975.
1975年，当然在校园里面很多漂亮的女孩子。
Well, she lived off campus.
那她是在校园之外住的。
And I lived off campus.
我也是在校园之外住的。
And there weren't very many places to meet, to study and to drink coffee.
那当然那个时候没有很多地方可以去温习功课或者是去喝咖啡。
And the world had not yet heard of Starbucks.
那因为那个时候还没有 Starbucks 这些东西啊。
So I began to bump into her at the student union occasionally.
那我有时候在学生的。学生会的地方就碰到他。
And one day she brought me cookies.
那有一天他就把带一些的 cookie 给我。
I don't know how she knew, but chocolate chip cookies are my favorite dessert.
我不知道为什么他怎么晓得我最喜欢呢巧克力的那种的 cookie 啊。
And I think she did know that the quickest way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
但是他当然知道这个能够滋润我们的胃。
But I thought, wow, that was really nice of her to do that.
那当我接受到，我就觉得啊，她这个女孩子真的对我很好啊。
And so we'd sit down sometimes together, and we'd begin to talk.
那所以有机会，我们就坐下来就一起谈对话了。
And she was really committed to the Lord.
我发觉她非常对我们神非常委身。
And I began to find that we had a lot of the same kind of interests and priorities in our lives.
并且我也发觉到我们大家呢在生命里面的很多共同点，并且的优先的次序都差不多一样。
And since it was obvious she couldn't be loving me for my good looks.
所以大概我就也晓得那大概她如果喜欢我，也不是因为我生的怎么英俊。
She must really like me.
他大概他真的是应该是爱我的。
And it's the same with God.
所以就是同样，我们的神父神也是这样。
Says general revelation is not enough. I'm going to give you a very special way to know who I am.
神说呢，普遍的启示不够，不足够，我要 更特别的启示告诉你我是谁。
So he sent his only begotten son to die in my place.
所以他就差他独生的儿子为我们在死在十字架上。
Michael Card sang a song that says his most awesome work was done through the frailty of his son.
那么有首诗歌讲到呢我们上帝最伟大的工作是在他软弱儿子的死的上面彰显出来。
And for people who are willing to look at the cross,
当我们愿意看十字架的时候
，and to consider what God has done,
并且思考到神在十字架上所做的
，and continues to do,
并且继续去思想这个事情
，it causes you to love Him.
那就会帮助我们去愿意去爱他。
His glory is manifest.
他的荣耀跟我们同在。
His spiritual oxygen flows into our lives.
当我这样做的时候，他那个属灵的氧气就进到我们生命里面。
And it causes us to love Him.
就帮助我们去爱他。
But you have to go one step deeper.
但我们必须更进一步。
To really understand how we love God, you have to understand why God made us.
我们怎么样去爱神，应当明白到为什么神创造我们。
We exist to glorify God.
我们的存在是为着荣耀神。
God does not exist for us.
神不是为我们而存在的。
When we begin to think that God exists for us, we go in places that we should not go.
当我们想如果以为神为我们而存在的时候，我们就会去那些我们不应该去的地方。
It creates spiritual pollution rather than remedies the problem.
立刻这种的思想就造成了属灵的毒素。
The old Scottish theologians knew and understood this.
那个苏格兰的一些旧的神学家，他明白这一点。
And the Westminster Catechism.
因为在威斯敏斯特的那个圣信经里面这样说。
It's many questions to teach people what Christianity is all about.
或者那个威斯敏斯的基要信念的里面的教导有很多不同的问题要去明白的。
There's a question that's asked and then an answer given.
然后他先问一个问题，然后给一个答案。
The first question.
那第一个的问题是什么样呢？
What is the main purpose that man exists?
就是说人他生存的目的是什么？
They wrote, to glorify God and enjoy Him forever.
那答案就是说去荣耀神并且永远的来享受他。
Because as we begin to know who God is,
因为在当我们认识神是谁的时候，
and as we see what he's done for us,
并且看到他为我们所做的，
we can't help but praise him,
我们没有办法呢不去赞美他，
and thank him,
并且爱他。
And when we do that, it creates spiritual oxygen.
当我们能够这样做的时候，他就能够这些都能够制造那些属灵的氧气。
We're not the ones that is doing it.
我们不是在那做这些事情的人。
God is doing it for us.
是神自己替我们做的。
But he uses us as a channel to bring that love that we have with him to the world.
但是他使用我们做一个管道，把他的爱来带给世界。
But Jesus says that we are to love God with all our heart and mind and soul and strength.
但耶稣这里讲到我们是要尽心尽性尽意尽力去爱我们的神。
And you know what? We can't do it.
但我们没有办法做。
When God talks about loving him, when Jesus talks about loving him with all of your heart, he means all of your emotion.
当耶稣讲到说我们的心的时候，就是我们去尽我们整个人的情感去爱神。
When we begin to divert our emotional priorities to other people, it takes us again in places where we probably will find problems rather than solutions.
当我们把我们的情感的优先用在别人身上的时候，大概带来的不是祝福，而是很多的麻烦。
But when we love God first, then our other love priorities fall into the proper line.
但是假如我们把我们对神的爱把最优先的时候，那我们其他情感的问题也会有次序了。
We are to love God with all of our mind.
所以我们也应当尽我们的心去爱我们的神。
You know, we live in a postmodern age.
我们生活在一个后现代社会里面。
Postmoderns believe everything is relative.
所以变成每一样东西是相对的。
There is no truth.
他说没有真理。
The only thing that's really important is what I feel.
最重要乃是我怎么感受。
And much of the cultural and spiritual pollution that we experience today comes out of the fact everyone wants to feel good.
所以今天我们领受到所谓那个属灵污染，就是每种的关于那个属灵事情都是讲啊，我要 感受到很好。
We're called to use our minds to deal with this problem.
但是我们圣经告诉我们用我们的思想去看这个问题。
And it starts with Jesus.
那我们应当从耶稣基督来开始。
Jesus says that he is the truth.
耶稣说他是真理。
And so when we begin to know the truth, we are then able to make a defense for the hope that is within us.
当我们认识真理，就是认识耶稣的时候，那我们就能够为着我们所里面的信，所盼望的来做辩论、辩护。
We're to love God with all of our souls.
我们也应当尽意、尽性来爱我们的神。
And this is the spiritual aspect of who we are.
这个就是因为我们的灵。灵性是这样。
When we sing God's praise like we did this morning,
当我们好像今早一整向神唱赞美诗歌的时候，
it helps us to really focus on who He is.
要帮助我们呢，能够把焦点注目在他身上。
And on what He's done, as well as what He's done.
并且他所注目在他所做的事情。
And it creates a greater love for God.
这些都能够帮助在你造成更大像对他的爱。
And again, his love then begins to flow through us and out of us to the world around us.
当我们这样领会到他的爱就能够透过我们也好像流露出去到世界的地方。
Every part of what we are belongs to God.
所以我们整个人每一部分都属于神的。
And that is all meant to be for his glory.
整个人每一部分都是为着他的荣耀来存在的。
We should listen and we should pray.
我们应当去聆听，我们应当去祷告。
We give him our families.
我们应当的把自己交给他。
Our jobs and our hopes and our dreams all belong to him.
我们的工作，我们的梦想，一切都是属于他的。
And as we offer them up to him,
当我们把这一切来奉献给他的时候，
he enables his love to flow to those things, those people through us.
他就帮助我们把他的爱透过我们来流露到别人的身上。
And in a world that's gasping for spiritual oxygen, that's absolutely essential.
所以当这个世界在那里希望呼吸多一点属灵的氧气的时候呢，这个是最重要的。
We were talking about this topic with some of the students I was discipling one day.
有机会跟一些我在培训的学生谈到这个问题的时候，
and one of them just blurted out, he says, I can't do this.
那么有一个就我不能够这样做，没有办法做。
And I said, you're absolutely right, you can't do it.
我说你对，你讲的对，你是没有办法做到的。
But God can.
但是神能够做。
And when God begins to do it through us,
当神透过我们去做的时候，
who gets the credit?
那就能够做成了。
God gets the credit.
那因着他就借着我们做，因此他得着的是他得着称赞。
And people begin to see his glory.
人家就能够看到他的工作。
And they are attracted to the love, the spiritual oxygen that God is willing to give.
并且他们就会受到这个的属灵氧气，就是上帝的爱当中吸引。
And good things start to happen.
那好的事情就开始发生了。
But Jesus doesn't stop with loving the Lord your God with all your heart.
但耶稣在这里不是停留在那个爱你的上帝的这一句话上面。
He goes on and said, "You need to love your neighbor as yourself."
他跟着也讲到，你应当爱你的邻舍如同自己。
And that's a command; it's not a suggestion.
那并且这个不是一个建议，乃是一个的命令。
And it's important for us again, not just as individuals, but as a gathered people.
那当然，这个吩咐也不是，当然我们每一个人，我们也应当作为一个群体来这样去爱。
Now the Pharisee asked Jesus, "Well, who is my neighbor?"
那法利赛人就问，那谁是我的邻舍啊？
For the Pharisee, that was a way to try to get around Jesus' teaching.
当然，法利赛人他就问这个问题呢，就是要其实要避开耶稣的教训。
But it's a legitimate question.
但从另外角度来，却是一个对的一个问题。
Well, obviously, our neighbors to start with are those that are closest to us.
那当然，我们邻舍就是那些最靠近我们的人呢。
Our families.
我们的家人。
Our parents and children.
我们的父母，我们的孩子。
Our siblings.
我们的兄弟姐妹。
They're our neighbors.
他们是我们的邻居。
Our brothers and sisters in the congregation.
或者我们在教会里面的弟兄姐妹们。
We are neighbors.
我们都是邻舍。
The people that we work with every day.
我们每一天工作一起的同事们。
Or if you're still a student, the people that you're studying with.
或者假如你是学生，每天跟你一起学习的同学们。
And your professors.
或者你的教授。
And the administrators.
你们在学校里面的其他工作人员。
The world itself is your neighbor.
可以，这整个世界周围的人都是你的邻舍。
So everyone that God brings into our lives and makes us aware of becomes a priority for our love.
所以每一个人也神带到我们生命里面呢，他们都成为我们邻舍，是我们要先要去对待的人。
And none of these are easy.
那没有一样，每一个第二，我们这容易的事情。
Jerry, I have 5 kids too.
我有五个孩子。
Most of the time I love my kids.
大部分时间我都爱我的孩子们。
Sometimes I just can't do it.
但是有时候我没有办法。
Most of the time I love my wife.
大部分时间我爱我的太太。
I joke around with her. I said I've been happily married for 25 years.
我跟人家说我的很快乐。结婚了25年
out of 42
但是我结婚42年啦
in which case she usually slaps me and says stop it
然后她也听到了就给我一个巴掌
but sometimes it's hard to love those who love you
但是呢真的实在的有时候很难爱那些我们周围人
and what about the church
教会呢
A family of faith does not always get along well.
我们的彼此信仰相同人也不一定呢能够相一容易相处的。
Just been counseling a church that's gone through a split.
我们曾经呢辅导过现在要分裂的教会。
I learned a poem a number of years ago about that.
我呢在当中学到一个关于这方面一个诗。
It says to live above with saints we love, oh how that will be glory.
我们能够跟天上的圣徒来一起去生活呢，是非常荣耀的事情。
But to live below with saints we know, now that's a different story.
但是呢，在地上跟那些圣徒一起生活的另外一个故事了。
Same is true of coworkers.
所以我们的同事们也是一样。
I'm sure you have friends at work.
我们相信你，我相信你在工作里面有的朋友。
Or at school.
或者学校里面有朋友
But I'm sure there are people that drive you crazy.
但我相信在工作或者在学校有些人呢让你的几乎疯起来了
My youngest daughter finally went into business for herself because she could not stand most of the bosses that she had.
那我的女儿呢很多工作场里面都没有办法忍受她的老板
But God doesn't say just love those who love you. He says you got to love your enemies too.
但是上帝不是说你爱那些爱你的人，他也说你要爱你的仇敌啊。
Jesus says, big deal if you love those who love you.
耶稣说，假如你爱那些爱你的人，有什么了不起呢？
Even pagans and sinners do that.
因为外邦人、罪人也是这样做。
What about the world?
那么整个世界怎么样呢？
You know, we talk about a 1040 window.
我们讲到这个40窗口。
For those of you who might not know, it's a geographical area that goes from 10 degrees latitude to 10 degrees north to 40 degrees north on the globe.
那40就是说在那个的地球那个回归线呢，大概10度到40度那个的地区里面，那
It stretches all the way from the west part of Africa to the furthest east portion of Asia.
可以说呢，从那个最西边的非洲最西呢，去到亚洲最东的地方。
That area contains 65 countries.
这个地区有65个国家。
2/3 of the world's ethnic peoples.
世界三分之二呢，所有族裔的人口。
97% of people who have never heard the gospel.
那这个地区有95%的人从来没有听过福音的信息。
82% of the poor.
并且是世界上82%的最贫穷的人。
But only 3% of the world's missionaries are working in these areas.
但只有3%的。全世界的宣教士在这个地区里面工作。
There's a reason for that.
为什么呢
？Christians are hated there.
因为基督徒在这个地区没不受欢迎的。
Some places it's illegal to be a Christian.
甚至在这些地区里面，有些还有，如果你成为基督徒呢，是不合法的。
It's very difficult to get missionaries into this area.
我们很难把宣教士差派到这个地区里面。
We can't do it.
我没有办法做,
but God can.
但神能够这样,
if we love Him with all our heart, with all that we are,
假如我们能够尽心尽意去全力去爱他的时候,
He will begin to open doors where that spiritual oxygen can begin to flow.
他就能够工作, 帮助我们怎么样把属灵的氧气送进这些地区里面。
Well, how are you supposed to love your neighbors?
我们怎么样去爱我们邻舍呢?
Well, Jesus says it's real simple. You love your neighbors the way you would like to be loved.
那耶稣说这个很容易的事情。
Now, I realize for those of you who may have read the five love languages that that's not exactly what they say in that book.
有些人曾经念过看过一本书，那本书所讲跟我讲的信息不同的。
You love a person according to who they are.
你爱那个人，他是怎么样一个人，你是都是爱他。
But if you're lonely, how would you want to be loved?
那假如你是孤单的，你希望怎么样被爱呢？
I mean, only you can answer that question.
你能唯有你自己能够回答这个问题。But
you know, I like to see a smile once in a while when I'm lonely.
那当我孤单的时候，我希望看到人家对我有微笑的来面对我。It's
really not very hard to do.
当然，这个不是很困难的事情。I
say it takes less muscles to smile than it does to frown.
人家说呢，你微笑用你面的肌肉呢，更容比那你发怒更加容易。But
I've spent the last 3 days walking around the streets of Flushing.
我过去三天花很多时间在 Flushing 的街道上面走。I
can count on one hand.
我可以有一只手。
The number of people I've seen smiling on the streets.
在街上看到微笑的人，这不多过五个人。And
I smile at them.
那我就看，我看到就是笑了。And
they immediately put their head down.
那我向他们微笑的时候，他们立刻就把头的低下，看低下。But
Proverbs tells us that a smile, a cheerful countenance makes the heart cheerful.
那心里面本来这个是。
And who knows but what someone who is lonely and feeling bad, a smile might be the very thing God uses to give them a little breath of oxygen.
你不能够，你没有办法知道，可能一个微笑就帮助你打开一个呢需要那个氧气的一个人的心怀。
If I'm lonely, I would like to have some hospitality.
那假如我是孤单的，我可能会也是喜欢有人家来招我来款待我。I
love to come to Flushing because everybody is so hospitable.
我很高兴回到 Flushing 地方，因为大家对我很好的款待。But
there's a lot of people in the world and in the church as well that are lonely.
但是在世界，在我们教会里面，有很多人会觉得感觉到孤单。
Most churches rightly focus on ministry to families.
很多教会呢注目那对家庭的那些关注.
But there are these individuals within the church called singles.
但也有一些单身的人在教会里面.
And they need to be loved too.
他们也应当接受到教会的爱.
To invite someone into your home that's single and make them a part of your family loves them.
假如你有家庭，可能你可以邀请一个呢单身人在你家庭里面。 让他享受你家庭好像的爱。
And of course you get loved a little bit in return.
在过程里面你会也会接受到一些回报。
And as you build that oxygen within the body of Christ, again it spills out.
所以当你在教会里面这样的去建立彼此关怀的关系的时候，这种的属灵的氧气不但是在教会里面产生，并且能够流露出去。
What if you're confused?
可能你有点混乱。
What would you want people to do for you if you were not knowing what you were doing?
或者你混乱，你希望人家怎么对待你呢？
When I came back the first time after they did all this big development over here on the west side of downtown Flushing,
当我回来看到他们在这西边呢，造了很多房子的地方啊。
I mean, it was like I was in a place I'd never been before.
我就好像觉得根本 都完全变了，好像以前没有来过一样。They
changed some of the one-way streets.
并且呢，街道的方向也改变了。I
am very lost.
所以很多地方我走来走去迷失了。
I know where I need to be.
我知道我应当要去哪里。
I know how I used to get there.
我也知道以前我怎么样去到那里。
But there was not a lot of patience for me in my car.
那现在就不知道怎么样，那么坐在车里面就失去那种的耐心了。
People were laying on their horns and making all kinds of obscene gestures at me.
那很多其他开车人就按那个喇叭啊，或者的有些做一些手势啊。
So when you're confused.
所以当你迷失的时候,
you need understanding and patience.
你希望有人家帮助你去明白并且要那个内心。
As we as believers recognize when people are confused, we can bring the oxygen of the kingdom to them by showing them patience and understanding.
所以假如我们是信徒，我们看到人迷失的时候，我们有没有办法帮助他们表达我们的内心，跟帮助他们去明白呢？
Then there's the lost.
假如你是失落的。
Not the confused lost, but the lost lost.
不是那迷失方向的失落去。
Those people who have never heard the gospel, never had a chance to believe in Jesus.
那些从来没有机会听过耶稣基督的福音的人。
I read an article just last week in Christianity Today online.
上个礼拜我在基督教杂志的网站上面看到一篇文章。
And the title caught my eye.
那个题目呢，非常吸引我的眼。
Says there is something worse than being lost.
那有一样东西比失落了更加的严重。
I'm into missions and evangelism.
那我在宣教里面是一个的传福音的人。
And I thought, I got to read this because I can't imagine anything worse than being lost.
那我说，我应当看这个文章，因为我不能够想象到有什么比失落了更加可怕。
This is what the writer said.
那这个作者是这么说。
He says, so then, what could be worse than being lost?
那有什么比失落更糟糕的呢？
What is worse than the unnecessary ache and hopelessness of being disconnected from a pursuing creator?
乃是说，如果你完全的没有办法体会到那个来追寻你的创造者，他对你的心怀的时候呢，那非常可怕的事情。
He says this.
他说这样事情。
Being lost when no one on earth is looking for you.
就是说你失落，但是世界上没有人去寻找你。 这个是最可怕的事情。
Unfortunately, most of us are not looking for the lost.
那好可惜，我们很多人不是在那寻找那失落的人。
We don't have it as a priority to be the representative that God intends for us to be for His love.
我们没有把自己看为是神的一个代表者，来要把他的爱来去给那些失落的人。
I don't even get out of bed in the morning these days until I say, Holy Spirit, fill me and prepare me to bring your love to people this day.
现在每一天我起身的时候，我醒来的时候，我就向圣灵祷告，圣灵啊，请你帮助我，准备我今天要去把你的爱跟那些失落的人来分享。
And we need to extend that beyond our own localities to the world, to this 1040 window and beyond.
你可以带着这样心怀，不但是对你周围人这么来这么祷告，也对着那些在40的窗户这个地区人来这样的祷告。
John Piper says that we are to go, send, or disobey.
那个一个作者叫 John Piper， 他这样说，或者我们是去被差派，或不然呢就是不服从。
You know, the most unreached peoples in the world have only 3% of the world's missionaries going to them.
刚才我们讲过，这个世界上没有听过福音的人，他当他们当中只是有3%的宣教士在那边工作。
And of people that are in full-time Christian ministry, it's only 0.37% that are reaching out to these lost.
那在全时间的侍奉的人当中，只有千分之。 三的人向他们来工作传福音。
The need is staggering.
那个需要是巨大的。
Most of you probably are not going to be called to go. Most of you are not going to be called necessarily to go to fulfill that part of the command.
你们大概很多人不是被呼召要去那些地方去做宣教师。
But you might.
但是你可以做。
I mean, I'm a country boy, and I wound up in New York City.
我好像我是一个乡村的男孩子，
I knew one minority person, and they were quite Catholic, and now I work in the Chinese community.
那我本来是在那个一个小镇里面，他们的少数就是一个天主教家庭。 那这样的一个人，如果竟然来到那个大都市里面，
I think God's got a great sense of humor in how He gets me to where I'm at.
我总是觉得上帝他非常幽默。
But the fact is, I wasn't looking for it.
但我本来不是期望这样做的。
I didn't hear a voice saying, Mike, I want you to do this.
我也没有听到一个声音说, 哎, Mike, 我要你这样做。
But what God did do is, as I was open to what He was doing, He would open a door.
当神的做法就是，当我愿意打开心门， 看他怎么引导的时候， 他就慢慢带我去来到这个地方了。
And when you see what God is doing,
所以我希望你能够去看到上帝在做什么。
You push on that door a little bit.
你把这个门推开一点。He
may open it to take you places where you don't think you would ever go.
那可能他就把门打开。 然后带你去你从来没有想象到一个地方去。
If you can't go, then you're supposed to send.
那假如你, 不知道, 你应当求。
In 2014, giving among Christians in the United States was at 2.5% per capita.
那个在, 2014年, 那个, 美国的, 奉献的, 那些的, 百分率是2.4%, 2.4%.
During the Great Depression, it was 3.3%.
那个在那个美国大衰退的那时候呢, 那些基督徒的奉献是有3.4%.
As evangelical Christians, our combined income in this country is $2.5 trillion.
有人计算，在美国的福音派的信徒，他们每年的收入加起来要 就二点三万亿美金。
As evangelicals, we would be part of the G7 if we were a country.
那假如我们福音派算是一个国家发的话，那就会在世界上排名最大的七个国家当中一个。
And if we as evangelicals would merely tithe,
那假如我们作为福音派的信徒 只能够愿意十一奉献的时候,
even the most conservative estimates is we would have another $85 billion annually to reach the lost.
那么起码我们每年最保守呢, 要多呢, 850亿美金的钱呢, 可以来去向失落的灵魂来, 传福音。
But most churches spend 95% of what they take in on themselves.
但是大概大部分教会都花95%的钱在自己的需要的上面。
But if we are willing to go and to give, God brings the oxygen of the kingdom everywhere.
那假如我们愿意去付出的时候，我相信神会借着这个来把这个属灵的氧气带到世界各处地方。
I have a lot of friends that are praying for revival.
我们很多朋友都为着复兴来祷告。
But revival starts only when we love the Lord our God with all our hearts and we love our neighbors as ourselves.
当复兴这能够发生，唯有当我们愿意去尽心尽意尽力去爱我们的神，并爱邻舍如自己的时候，才能够发生的。
Well, we go back to my students. We can't do this.
再回去讲到念书的时候。
Well, we can.
我的学生说，哎，没有办法做，但是我们 真的没有办法做。
In John 14:12, Jesus says, "The works that I do, you shall do also."
但是在约翰福音十章十二节，耶稣说，我所做的事情你们要做。
And He says, "Even greater things than these you shall do, because I go to the Father."
并且因为我去天父的那里，你们要做更大的事情。
You know why that can happen?
那怎么发生呢?
Because He gives us His Holy Spirit.
因为他把圣灵赐给我们。
The very power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives in everyone who is a believer.
那种呢，叫耶稣从死里复活那种的能力是住在我们心里面。
There's a lot of reasons why people don't tap into the power of the Holy Spirit.
那很多原因为什么没有办法支取圣灵的力量。
The biggest is because we don't ask.
最大的一个就是我们没有去求。
But oftentimes it's because of ignorance.
但有时候也是因为我们无知。
Sometimes it's because of fear.
或者有时候是惧怕。
Sometimes it's because of just not caring.
或者很多时候也是因为我们的没有那种心。
Sometimes it's because of need fatigue.
那我们有时候不知道那个需要。
I mean, there is so much need out there.
但是其实在世界上有很多的需要。
I mean, every day I get 20 things in the mail from organizations that want to reach the various people that we actually need to reach.
我每一天都收到超过20个机构 的信来告诉他们有不同的计划要去接触到那些失落的人。
But by the power of God's Holy Spirit, that can change.
但假如我们依靠圣灵的力量, 我相信这些不能够都能够改变。
And as we put ourselves out there to serve,
并且当我们把自己放出来去愿意去服侍的时候,
we begin to see God do things we'd never see before.
我们就会开始看到神在我们身上做
And we see more of His glory.
我们也看到他的荣耀。
And we experience more of His love.
我们会经历到他的爱。
And it begins to have a snowball effect.
并且能够好像滚雪球的那种的一个的效果。
Paul writes at the end of Ephesians 3, Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all that we can ask or think.
保罗在以弗所第三章说，那个能够做比这个更大的事情那位神。
And it's according to the power at work within us.
要按照他叫耶稣在耶稣基督那种的能力来帮助我们。
So much God wants to do.
所以很多事情神要做的。
I wish I had an hour to tell you stories. I'm not going to do it, but I wish I could.
我希望有另外一个小时来告诉你更多其他神要做的故事。
I'd tell you about one of my wife's students who recently went back to China.
最近我有个学生他回到中国去。
She'd become a Christian while we were here.
她在这里成为一个基督徒。
And she began to love people.
她开始回去，她就表达她爱其他人。
And people began to be attracted to her.
那其他人也因着她的爱被吸引了。
She now has a church going in her apartment.
那么她就在她的公寓里面开始一个教会。
One of my former students and their family is now working in the Middle East.
那另外一个 我的以前的学生现在在中东的地方工作。
Places where it's too imprudent or dangerous for Americans to go.
在那地方呢，美国的人呢，大概不应该去，也太危险去那地方。
But most of what we do is people teach people to know and to live these commandments.
但我们能够做的是去教导他们去活出那种的生命。
I got a text message the other day.
今天我收到一个的信息。
One of my former students sent me a copy of one of Tim Keller's messages.
那么他就叫我呢，把一个的牧师的讲道集送给他。
Said I couldn't help thinking of you as I listened to this.
他说我在听的时候，我想到这个事情。
Memories came back of some of your lessons.
因为我想到以前我在你那边学习的功课。
He said, I've started reading his new book, The Reason for God.
我就开始读这位作者 Tim Keller, 他本书叫做《那个信神的原因》。
I texted him back, I said, thanks for the encouragement. I'm seldom compared to Tim Keller.
那我就谢谢他，好像把我跟那个这个出名的作者来比较。
He said, He texted back, Ah, similar hairline?
不知道怎么翻译。
Similar love for God.
但是说，他说呢，就你们两个人呢，那个头发的都是一样，那么也同样爱神。
We can't love the way that people need to be loved.
我们能够因着主的缘故去爱那些我们应该爱的人。
But God can.
但是本来没有办法，但是上帝能够帮助我们。
If we are willing to step out and say, Lord, I want to love you with all my heart and mind and soul and strength.
假如你愿意站出来说，神啊，我愿意尽心尽力尽意来爱你的时候，
He'll do it.
他就会帮助你。
And as we do that, He will pour His love into us to make us come alive.
当我们愿意这样做的时候，他会把他爱呢。 倾倒在我们生命里面，让我们这个爱能够流露出去。
And we will love our neighbors as ourselves.
并且我们就能够爱我们邻舍如同自己。
We will become channels for His love wherever He happens to put us.
我们就能够成为他爱呢流露的土 广道到周围的地方。
The cultural and spiritual pollution may or may not go away.
我们这个文化的毒素可能不会改变。
But people will begin to live again.
但我们假如当我们能够把这个属灵氧气传送出去的时候，我相信人会重新开始来真正活着。
May God renew and revive us.
所以求主来更新我们，来复兴我们。
And bring glory to Jesus.
荣耀归给耶稣基督。
Amen.
Amen.